show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for calling. We love you, listeners. We're here to give you the best of the best. I'm Bobby Elias, and...
And I'm Divine Aubrey.
Hi, Divine. Okay, that song is I Can Show You the World. We'll have it on at the end of this song, at the end of the show, one of our two main theme songs. But we do other music also. Let's Create a Better World is the name of our show. And currently we're doing a lot of things on change and... the shift that's going on, S-H-I-F-T, and we have a great, I'll let Divine introduce the idea and what we're going to be doing, and then then we have more information at the end of the show with the next week's show, and then also the archives, how you can reach in different ways, and a little bit about ourselves, and so Divine?
Yes, so welcome everyone to Let's Create a Better World, Mind, Body, and Spirit. So the mind-body-spirit connection is what we're all about. It's a wondrous thing, understanding and supporting and tapping into the three pillars that of holistic healing that is truly the foundation of our lives. So excited about today's guest, Veronica Gabriel. As you know, Veronica's been with us twice before, and she's an exceptional transformational coach, speaker, author, consultant, writer, and facilitator. Veronica was a pioneer in the Course of Miracles. Today she's going to be speaking with us about Mother Earth and the change that's taking place and how we can better understand and better fall in and run parallel with the change that's taking place in Mother Earth. So welcome, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Thank you,
Bobby.
Thank you, Divine. Hello, Bobby. Thank you both.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question.
Thank you for having me on.
We love you. You're great. And the first thing, if you could please, for our listeners, is the simple little word, one-on-one basic words on what are we talking about when we talk about change and the shift. I know what it is, and we've talked about it with you, but I'd like your opening words on that, and then Divine has a little more on that issue. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, many of us are aware of what's taking place on the planet. It's a paradigm shift. And a paradigm is a set of assumptions that we have accepted as real. And whatever you accept is real for you, your acceptance of it makes it real. So where we are in our evolution now, It's a global awakening that's taken place. Mother Earth is going through a birthing. Earth means everything in the physical. My life, my work, my business, my affairs, everything comes under the heading of Earth. And these changes we're experiencing is a clearing. It's a purging from our system. The changes are opportunities for us to move, to go with the flow, trust, to see, think, and live differently. We're having climate changes. Places that were hotter will be cooler. We are being forced to look inward since the externals are not going to do it for us because it's based on man-made rules and ideas. We have to be open to a mystical revelation of what is being born because it's a new world, and you're using the signs and symbols of the world, but don't be deceived by the form. So where are we going? Someone may say, where are we going? Well, where you're going is better than where you've been. You're going back to your natural home, your native home of love, Creator's universe, where you will be put according to your qualifications while here on planet Earth, your native home of love. So you are light awakening in a physical manifestation. And it's very challenging for us right now because what is lacking is intuition and trust. If we trust our intuition, it would be a revolution in teaching. We would be transformed. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Intuition is the voice of the soul. Let it steer you. You cannot lose your way. Some of us have PhDs in chaos. You want to earn a PhD in love. We think we're functioning well in a chaotic state. Well, the truth is, we're not. The mind is just shifting back and forth. It's not still. Chaos is serving the birth of change. Change. Emerge from the chaos by bringing in the light. The light dissolves the darkness. The darkness cannot coexist. You're choosing something of a higher vibration. The other that is not real will disappear. And which you choose will determine what you see. You think with thought, you see with thought. So everything we already need to know is already there within us, just waiting to be accepted by us. Change your life and your world will change. You will have a better world.
Wow, that's great.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, Veronica, you talk about bringing in the light and returning to our natural home of love. Mm-hmm. How does one mm-hmm. actually do that in a practical manner every day in their life?
You have to have a spiritual practice. There's no other way. There's two mm-hmm. parts to us. There's the image in which we were created, which is love, and the image that we've made, which is fear. And that duality is built into the mind since we're in a universe of duality. So every second we're choosing either a loving thought or a fearful thought. And most of us function from a thought system of survival programming, man-made rules and ideas, fear. So it's imperative for us to have a spiritual practice, prayer, meditation, where you go inward because the knowledge is already there within us. And merge, align with that energy, reestablish a relationship with your true self that you lost the awareness of while seeing yourself as a physical body subject to the passage of time.
Yes, absolutely. So the spiritual
and time, yeah, we just have to. It's imperative right now.
Mm-hmm. For our listeners, this is Veronica Gabriel. Talking about change, talking about the new world that we're heading into. It's a lot of great things we're heading into, although there are still a lot of problems now. Veronica is a spiritual teacher. She does so many things. And I'm Bobby Elias, and along with our co-host, Divine Aubrey, this is Let's Create a Better World. So can you want to continue with change? Because a lot of people called me, and a few people called me and asked me, they like the idea of the fact that we're talking about a positive change, because change means getting rid of some of the bad things going on and hopefully some good things. That's the way some of us like to look at it, the positive sense. But if you have any more on that, I know Divine and you want to talk about the earth, but if just a little on this and then you can go to the next step.
Okay. As the transformation take place, We feel out of balance. We feel we're being stretched. We feel we're losing something. It's natural for us to be afraid. But afraid of what? The old has to fall away in order for the new to emerge. It's the fear of our own destruction. And it has to collapse. The house we built, the thought system that we have organized and developed, is based on fear, man-made rules and ideas, our illusionary beliefs. And we feel our identity will be destroyed. Yes, because it's based on fear. It's artificial value, superficial. It's a false identity. So the old has to die in order for the new to emerge, your true self to be born. And it's an experience of pain followed by great joy. Pain is the manifestation in the body of the sickness in the mind. The thoughts are sick. They're fearful thoughts. And those fearful thoughts are going to manifest itself in whatever form it's going to manifest in. The truth is, you cannot change what is eternal. You are unchangeable, unchanging, immortal, forever and forever. So your thought system, the house that you have built, has to collapse in order for a new home to be built. But that new home is already built for you. We just have to choose to enter and make yourself comfortable where you belong. You belong to the light. So it's our return home to our natural environment of love, light, and wisdom. Because the homes that we've built based on man-made rules and ideas was built on sand, so it's being washed away. Let it go. Just let it go. Let it crumble. Your new home is built on solid rock where it's an ark of safety. So the old foundation has to collapse. Again, let it collapse because it's based on man-made assumptions, rules, and ideas. The foundation of the old has to fall down, and we're feeling it. We're feeling it because we're challenged to let go. Let go and trust. There's no other way. There's just no other way.
Absolutely. So it's like going back to our childlike nature of just showing up to be our own divine selves and let go of the fear. You know, my work when I do the chakra cleansing and balancing, basically that's the intention. I call them sticky notes to let go of all the perceptions, all the conversations, all the instructions that we have picked up on to get back to our childlike nature and just show up as who and what we truly are, divine emanations of God. So absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Our natural home of love, love, love. Yeah.
It's love, it's love, it's only love. Anything else is a distortion in the mind. And we can only grow with the vibration of love. So the challenges are drawing out deeper resources and strength we never suspected we had. We need to face obstacles with a calm demeanor and strength that comes from within. No worthwhile accomplishment comes easy. Do not torture yourself with your self-made thoughts of misery and dissatisfaction. Where we are now, we have to spread our wings and let the fairy in you fly. If there were no difficulties, we would only be skimming on the surface of life. The goal is not even to change ourselves or even to grow. It's simply to change our thinking and wake up to the unlimited innocence, the child within us we already have and are. Unlimited bliss, the joy that is our birthright. And if we don't, we will continue seeing ourselves in a ridiculous way. Most of us are not seeing ourselves as we truly are. You are love eternal, and love asks for nothing and has everything to give. So we have to dive beneath the surface for the pearls at the bottom of the sea. Dive deep. Everything is there for us, just waiting to be accepted by us. Want to change. Mastery does not come from dabbling. You are the master. The master is love.
This is Veronica Gabriel. You're listening to on Let's Create a Better World. I love those words, let it go. We use that as a counselor because divine is one. I do one. I do a lot of street counseling. And people seem to hang on to the past and their childhood. They go back years and years, and that keeps them from ever moving forward. And I try to teach them not only let go, but try to get rid of the negative words and be more positive. I'd like your thoughts and more information for our listeners about letting go.
Well, the truth is we need to let go and let God. There is an intelligence operating for good in your life and wants to succeed through you. So in order for us to tap into that intelligence, again, we must have a spiritual practice of going inward and doing your own internal inquiry within yourself, since the externals are not going to do it for us. And the more we acquire to feel secure, it's the less secure we feel. Change your thoughts and your world will change. And we have the capacity to do so. There is nowhere for us to go right now on this planet. Mother Earth is going to do what Mother Earth is doing. We're moving into the next stage of our development called higher consciousness. Go with the flow. Offer no resistance. Let the energy steer you in the direction that you are to go. Everyone's deepest desire, deepest need is for love. And we can receive it only in the measure that we give it. So instead of pursuing external satisfactions, why not allow your true self's love to rule your decisions from day to day? You cannot lose your way when you walk in love. Your mighty companions are with you. And this is what humanity is facing right now. So we must have a practice. There's no other way. I call it the four P's. Patience, practice, preparation, and process. You have to be patient and gentle with yourself because you're moving through a process of change, moment by moment. The knower and the known are one. And it's a knowing that comes to a mind that is not crowded, contaminated. It's open to receive.
That's great.
So, Veronica, go over that again. Patience, practice.
Call them the four P's. Patience, practice, preparation, and process. You have to be patient with you. You're practicing. You're dedicated to your practice. And you're being prepared for something far greater than you can ever imagine, since your divine destiny is already designed out for you. And it is a process we have to go through, because too much light coming in too fast would be more than our nervous system can handle, since the mind is already in a frightened state. So we're going from the mind using you to you using the mind, which is universal mind, the mind of creator. And that's the self that's within each and every one of us that we have to be in alignment with. And there's no other way for us to be in alignment with that self but through a spiritual practice, prayer, meditation, yoga. There's no other way. Love is the way. The only way, and it's the right way.
Absolutely. Yes, I like what you say about change and the change that's taking place. You know, change is the only thing that is constant. And people try to shy away from change, but it's happening all the time. You know, and in Zenism, you know, there's the great teaching of no matter what happens, you know, the changes that people go through that appear to upset their world is to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So that, you know, falls in line with what you were talking about is to, there's a great joy on the other side of the seemingly, you know, chaos. And if we were just to go within and know that, one of the things that I use a lot and I teach my students is, as well as, whatever happens, to be in gratitude for it because there's a higher power taking place. But whenever I deal with a situation, I ask myself before I respond, what is a loving thing to do? You know, because as you know, with the Course in Miracles, it's either we're coming from a fear or love perspective. So it's like, what would Jesus do? What would Buddha do? That's coming from a love perspective opposed to getting so involved, jumping into the chaos that's happening, standing back and becoming more of an observer. Can you speak on that?
You are the observer. You are the observer observing what is going on within you. See? So how is this change to take place? Well, not in the future, but now. Love is always present. We are absent. The future is in you. So we have to begin not with the outer appearances of things, but we must look inward, because that is where your strength and freedom lies. So someone may say, well, what does that mean to look within? Well, it means that all you're seeing with the body's eyes, physical sight, is painful and unreal. It's not real. So we have to begin by recognizing that the form, since we're in a universe of form, form is matter, which is subject to change. So we are capable of changing. The form of things is very deceiving. So we must be willing to see differently by turning our senses inward to see with spiritual sight. The difficulty is that we're afraid of what spiritual sight will show us. But we have to have faith as a grain of mustard seed and trust in order to develop our internal senses, since the externals are not going to do it for us. We must have faith to bring about things beyond reason. And your faith is your fortune. And faith enables you to work without tension, because you're freeing yourself from the shackles of time, man-made rules and ideas. So we really need to be more interested in what is going on the inside, since the inside determines the outside.
Very good. We're speaking to Veronica Gabriel, a spiritual teacher, mantra teacher, meditations. She does so much in so many different ways and helps so many people. And we did, I'm Bobby Elias, and Divine Aubrey is our co-host also. Divine, thank you for bringing this woman to our attention a few months ago. She's really a real spiritual person, and I just love all these things that we're talking about. But we did say that we were going to have you on the first Monday of every month for a few months at least. And the next October, the first Monday, I believe it's the 4th. I have to look it up and see. But and I also told you, Veronica, that another person that people, one of our most very popular guests, Ellie Lax, who talks about change and talks about how the world is, we're going to turn into a positive thing and how it's changing. Some of the things you're saying, you say them more into a spiritual, meditative way. He says them more in a different way, but they both come out good. I'd like to have the both of you on one of these first Mondays of the month to go back and forth, where Divine and I can just kind of just be moderators, and the two of you can take 5 or 10 minutes on different issues that about the future and about the positive things that are going to happen. But I want our listeners to know that. And all right, well, then the next thing, I think, Divine, I think you talked to her about talking about Earth. Is that right? Mother Earth
and how that all coordinates together physically, mentally, spiritually. Because oftentimes you think of Mother Earth and, you know, we think people are referring to, you know, nature, you know, the trees and the actual physical aspect of it. But Veronica, how does that tie into someone's awakening and awareness spiritually?
Well, again, through a spiritual practice, everything we see with physical sight is a distortion in the mind. You're not seeing clearly. It's like you're wearing glasses and they're cracked. See? But when you have a practice, you're beginning to see differently. You think with thought, you see with thought. There is no effect without a cause, and cause is thought. The effect is the experience. And every thought we have, if it's a loving thought or a fearful thought, is going to manifest itself in a loving experience or in a fearful experience. Two thought systems, cannot occupy the mind at the same time. This is the reason for a spiritual practice, is that you're identifying with the essence, the truth, love that you are. And because of that duality being in the mind, it takes patience and practice for us to let go and trust. It would be too traumatic for us to have an immediate awakening, because the mind is already in a frightened state. And the more we acquire to feel secure, is the less secure we feel. We just have to trust. Liberate ourselves from a dense field of energy and just trust in the creative action of life. Truth is simple. It's very simple. A five-year-old can understand it. Just have the desire to want to know the simple truth of what you are, why you're here, and what you're here to do, by going inward and doing your own internal inquiry within yourself. You're not alone. You're not alone, and you will never be alone. One who knows is with you. Your money needs your faith and your vision to be of service to you. And the proper use of money is to serve, because service and sharing are the prime directives of all enlightened and liberated beings. Current gives rise to the word currency. That means you're doing what you love and loving what you do. Look at the green strips. What does it say? In God we trust. In God we trust. Cannot trust in man-made rules and ideas. But you can trust in a power, an intelligence that wants to succeed in, as with, and through you. And you're in alignment with that energy, and it will steer you. It becomes the driver of your physical vehicle.
Yes.
That's the way. The way is the way of love. That's it. There's no other way. Mm-hmm. We've all tried the other way. It doesn't work. It's a lot of pain.
Exactly. So I know you talked about living in the moment, and that's mm-hmm. so key. And I feel as though that's what our spiritual practice is, cultivating that quietness inside of us to be able to live in the eternal moment of now. There is no yeah. other moment but the moment of now.
Yeah.
There's not the past. There's not the future. But so yeah. many people find it difficult. I can't sit still. I can't meditate. I can't even do yoga. I've had, you know, clients or people that I meet at my shows that say, I can't even do yoga because I'm so, you know, excited mm-hmm. inside of myself. But that's the key. And the practice, it's all about a practice. So mm-hmm. with our meditation, with our prayer, with our yoga of just tuning into our breath, that's what's going to cultivate that. And I often tell them, well, that's why you need to come to yoga, and that's why you need to yeah. meditate, so you can quiet mm-hmm. down the mind. So, yeah, it's very important for all of us to recognize there is no other moment but this moment. Oftentimes, this society gears us to live in the future or worry about the past, as Bobby was mentioning. Yeah. But if we can just grab on to the ideology of there is no moment but this present moment. There is no time and space. And I know you're going to bring us there, right, with a wonderful meditation that you have planned for us?
Yes.
Let's do it. Good idea.
Okay, let's do it. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Say to yourself silently and thoughtfully, I am sinking into the vastness of eternal light. I am sinking into the vastness of eternal light. I am free from all limitation. I am free from all limitation. You are the mighty I am present. The mighty I am present is your true self. You are the embodiment of divine love. You are God in action. You are the light that lights up every room you enter. You are the presence filling your world with perfection this day. The action you are contemplating contains the seed of the result. Tell yourself silently and thoughtfully with fixed determination, I am an invincible body of light. I am an invincible body of light. I am an invincible body of light. You are here in time to learn by means of experience. Knowing this, you realize there is great value in everything that takes place in your life. Everything that happens to you is the result of what you have thought and believed. Turn negative experiences into actions of good by learning from them. As you learn, you correct your thinking. You're given thanks for this day and the opportunity to live, learn, and grow through life's pleasant experiences. If someone attacks you, it's a call for healing and for help. They are deficient in love. You must give it because of what it is. You must extend it because of what you are. You are retained in your composure in all situations. Knowing your divinity can never be lost or taken away. You're thinking only in terms of eternity. You are encircled in the protective presence of love. You're leaving your imprint upon the earth to inspire and encourage others to look within and discover a different approach to life. You are the architect of the universe. You are the designer of your destiny in time. Time was given to you to see, to learn, and to remember. Tell yourself silently and thoughtfully with fixed determination, I'm remembering now the truth of what I am. I am remembering now the truth of what I am. I am remembering now the truth of what I am. I am life eternal. I am life eternal. I am life eternal. Breathe in light and breathe out light, for there is nothing else. The divine light descends upon us all, and we are purified, grateful, and blessed. For this we give thanks. Rest in quiet light.
That is so peaceful. That's really, really wonderful, beautiful. Thank you. Listeners, you know, as we're finishing this session, you want to be sure to get her information and check her online.
about her works with meditation and all the things that we're talking about on this show. But she'll be on again. This is Veronica Gabriel I'm talking about, yesterday. She'll be on again October the 4th, which is about, 4 weeks from now. And the first Wednesday of every month, which the next one will be on November the 1st. And one of those 2 weeks, we're going to try to get Ellie Lax on also. She has a slightly different perspective on change and love and what's happening in the world today and how things are going to get better for Mother Earth and for all of us. But I can't wait for that. That's going to be really beautiful. Any closing thoughts? Or give your, if you could, please, your contact information and another minute or two of finishing up, summarizing the things that you want our listeners to know.
My contact information is veronicagabrielle.com. And my email is veronicagabrielleberry@gmail.com. Or you can also find me at leberryretreats.org or leberryretreats.com. Leberry Retreats is a nonprofit organization teaching education in living, not education for degrees. We all have them. Education in living.
And for our listeners, this show will be on tomorrow on all three of the two online archives and the one telephone archives. But they're all on 24 hours a day. Divine and I will give that information out but any 1 minute, last minute thoughts, 1 or 2 minutes of any more inspiration you want to give to our listeners, Veronica?
Well, just be your truth. Be true to you. Honor you. Appreciate you. Delight in you. No one's going to honor anything in you that you don't honor first. Just be yourself, not an illusion of yourself. Bring in the light. Bring in the light. You're not alone. One who knows is traveling there. It's with you. That's your true self. Face what is being born within you, the Christ consciousness within you that knows where you belong. You belong to the family of light.
That's really good. Beautiful. And for listeners, Divine Aubrey is also a healer, a teacher, a spiritualist, meditative, yoga. So Divine and I want Divine to talk about some of the things that we just had on this show. I'll make some comments, and then we're going to also talk about all these things, Divine and I will at least, on this show today, as we finish up right now. But thank you very much for being on the show with us today. We'll have you on again in 4 weeks, which is October the 4th on a Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. Thank you so much. You were wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Divine.
Thank you, Veronica. So nice to have you with us again. So many divine pearls. We really are grateful to have you as a guest on our show.
Thank you. I accept.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Looking forward to having you come back.
Yes.
So, Bobby, what a great show. What a great meditation, huh?
Oh, my God. Yes. That was wonderful. I just want our listeners to, when we do these kind of meditations, and we'll probably do them again, to sit back and close your eyes and just relax and just take it all in and just let it happen into your spirit, right? More of your thoughts on meditation, Divine, because you do meditation a lot. I've done some myself, but you teach it. Some more thoughts on why people should really dig into her meditations and just meditation in general.
Well, absolutely. Like we were talking about, it's whatever one can practice or do to bring them to the eternal moment of now and turn off the radio, so to speak, that internal chatter that goes on and go to the mighty I Am presence that Veronica, you know, talks about, and to be true with ourselves. Sometimes the voices, the conversations are going so fast and so, you know, rampant that we're unable to know who is, you know, who we truly are. So it's a matter of spending that time in the quietude. And again, like I've mentioned before, which has been very instrumental for me and many of my student clients is to have a mantra. Specifically, I work with Japa meditation. That's a holy, sacred Sanskrit vibration for a mantra. And two things are happening. It's allowing the mind to quiet down because it's giving it something to focus on. And the other thing is the holy sacred vibration is actually changing one's DNA. So it makes it easier for them to quiet down the mind because thoughts will come and thoughts will go. So if you have something to concentrate on, and before you know it, you come to the realization of, wow, I'm meditating. I've taken myself out of this dimension, this earthly dimension, and gone within. And like anything else, when we learn to ride a bicycle or learn to drive, initially it's uncomfortable and it takes effort. But then after a while, the key is consistent practice, because then it becomes right. ordinary, and you want to go back to that place again and again and again. So the spiritual practice is what it's all about. And it doesn't take, it's not a matter, I always joke with, you know, people, my clients, students, and friends, that it's not so we can live, you know, someplace high on the mountaintop, you know, go to the Himalayas. No, it's so we can take that vibration that we tap into in our quietude and live it throughout life. So that's how we become observers. You know, we don't think ourselves through to becoming, okay, I'm going to be an observer, I'm going to be an observer, I'm going to be an observer. No, you practice and you practice and you practice your mantra and your prayers and your devotion, whatever works for you. And it just, it's something that just organically unfolds. So in yoga, we say, take what we learn on the mat out into the world. So that quietude that we're cultivating in our private time, it becomes who we are. Just like when we learn to, you know, ride a bicycle, it was like, oh my God, it's so wobbly. And then all of a sudden, years can go by, and we get on the bicycle and we still know how to ride it. So it's a matter of the consistent practice to where you become a, you know, very advanced in it. So same thing with our meditation and our daily living, our incorporating our devotional tools and techniques into our everyday life. And before you know it, it's like automatic. I'm going to take a step back before I speak. And I'm going to think, you know, and a reminder that I give myself all the time is every communication is God speaking to God. It's God speaking to God, even if the other person doesn't realize it. We know it. We've got to know it for ourselves. And that ties into, you know, going back to our natural home of love that Veronica referenced. It's like, just know that I am love, and whoever I'm communicating with, they are love. They may not realize it in the moment because they're living in the past or they're living in the future, but it's for each and every one of us to step up and be teachers and to be teachers for ourselves and others.
Love is a key word, and last week, towards the end of our show, our guest, Ellie Lax, talked about the importance of love and one of the big, big answers as to how the world can change, and it will change. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to change. And on that, I want to speak just a little about change and the, what we plan to do as far as that is the next few weeks. Well, on October the 4th, which is 4 weeks from now, she'll be back, and we're going to try to get Ellie Lax on to talk about change more into it. And about love and about all the species of the world and how we're going to get into how the world is changing. The current movement going on, the shift of all the people. The women's movement is strong right now, and progressive people, independent people are waking up and getting tired of the old way and wanting change. I'm a dancer, and I see dancing growing. The arts are growing. I'm also deeply into health, and I've been going to health shows. I was at one for the last 3 days, a big international cancer convention, and it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Labor Day weekend, and there was more and more people, and more people are interested. They want to live longer. They want to be healthier, and they want to do more spiritual work. They want to do it all. And that's what the world's coming to, divine, and I see nothing but good things along those lines. Let's talk about the archives briefly, and then next week's thing. Give our listeners the best way they can get on online archives, if you could, Divine, please.
Yeah, so as Bobby mentioned, there's two ways you can access the online archives. The first is to go to prn.fm, that's Progressive Radio Network, .fm. So the call letters are P as in Progressive, R as in Radio, N as in Network, and then .fm, 24 hours per day. Archives are usually updated within 24 hours of our show. And then the other way to access our archives are through our podcast, and the address is letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And Podbean is P-O-D, and then B-E-A-N, just like a bean, .com. So again, www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com.
It's a great archives, and you can really see a lot of the great shows that we've been having. We like to think that we're getting better and better, if that can be. And the telephone archives, for those that don't have a computer or they're not near one at any time, 24 hours a day also, is to call this number I'm going to give you, and you can hear five shows. You can hit button number one. Tomorrow, Thursday, this very show today, Wednesday, will be on button number one. And the show we did last week will be on button number two. So each week they take off the old number five and put on the four moves to five and so forth. So that number to call is area 701-719-0994. One more time. Area 701-719-0994. And for people that want to hear these shows live, we're on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Gary's on. Gary Knoll's on at noontime Eastern and 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. You can hear any show on Progressive Radio Network by calling the number that I'm going to give you if you want to go on the phone. You can also go to prn.fm, as Divine just said. But for the phone callers, you call this number, which is area 605-475-5151. Okay? Now, let's see what else we have to talk about next week. The show next week is with Liz Barris. Couldn't make it a few weeks ago. We announced her as she had an emergency, but she'll be here a week from today, which is September the 13th. On a Wednesday, like always, and at 5 o'clock Eastern time, like always, 2 o'clock Pacific time. Talk about wireless radiation, EMF. Talk about the new G5 thing that the government is bringing in to put in front of people's homes, to put near their homes. It's another thing like cell phone towers and like smart meters, and they're very deadly, enormous amount of radiation. You don't want to be around that. This is really, really could be bad. But also we have some good news on this whole front of wireless revolution. And Liz Barris has been with us before. She's dedicated. She's been involved with 3 or 4 lawsuits around the country. And we think we can win some of these lawsuits. Lawsuits against the cell phone industry, the wireless in industry, because there's so many people that are getting sick and dying and getting cancer. Women, never put a cell phone in your bra. You'll get breast cancer eventually. Men do not put, and women do not put, any phones in any pockets, front or back. Men, prostate cancer. Yes, that happens. LeBron James had a phone on his, and he had cancer of the jaw because he had a big phone and it reached down to his jaw. And he was only 28 when this happened. He's okay now. He was able to beat it. But several other people, and I don't need to take time to mention their names, we'll do that next week, died putting phones right next to their ear. So that's what we have coming up. Divine, any more thoughts about you and me, the show, and what you'd like to see for the next minute or two, your ideas and thoughts? And oh, by the way, Divine, let me get my information, and you can give yours too, because our time is running out, as you can see. People can call me at area 323-770-1925. Tell me what you think of the show. I do get calls from all over New York and everywhere else. Again, call me on my cell phone at 323-770-1925. For the next minute or two, Divine, you want to give your information and any other thoughts?
Absolutely. So my website is Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Blessings, B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G-S.us. That's DivineBlessings.us. My email address is divine@divineblessings.us. Telephone number is 310-714-9704. And I invite any calls and inquiries about the show or anything that has to do with healing. And I just want to say, Bobby, I love doing the show. I feel like I know we're doing a great service. And for me, that's what life is all about, is stepping up and being of service to others and bringing in the light, you know, and being true to ourselves. So thank you for creating Let's Create a Better World, being such a service to so many people out there.
Thank you for all your great work and your meditation work, and you're the one that brought in Veronica. A guest that I'll be with next week, and you'll be with me, of course, is Ellie Lax. She'll be on next, no, not next week. She'll be on one of the next first Wednesdays of the month, either October 4th or November the 1st. We'll let you know as we go along, and we'll be doing a promo tomorrow about some of the things that we have been doing on the archives and some of the future shows we have. So listen to the CRN and in between shows you can hear the archives. We've got just a few minutes left. Let me thank everybody, and then if we have a minute or two, you and I can say a few more things before the music comes on. I want to thank Jesse, the PR director, Kelsey, the engineer, did a great job today. Kelsey, thank you. Gary Null for putting the station together, our producer, Stuart Hassel, our associate producers, Greg and Lydia, doing a lot of great things to help us out, and our guest today was Veronica Gabriel. And thank you, Veronica. And Divine, thank you. And any last word or two for our listeners, Divine?
Just a reminder that our practice is key. So whatever that practice is, whoever you are drawn to study with, to step into your mighty I Am presence, your practice of yoga, meditation, prayer, all the things that bring you to your inner self so we can all go out there and step into our true gifts and talents and wholeheartedly create a better world, mind, body, and spirit.
And we do shows. I'm so happy that Divine is with us as our co-host and that she brought in Veronica, which we're going to have her on the first Wednesdays of the month for a talk on change and all the things going on. But also, we talk about the world as it is. We are the world. We can show you the world. Those are two of our theme songs. But we really believe that despite all the things going on with the weather tragedies, there is a change coming. And we're going to talk about that more in the next few weeks as we get into this subject of change. So listeners, hang with us. Give us a chance to show you some really great shows. And Divine, thank you for this is a wonderful show today, and thank you for, again, I can't thank you enough for bringing Veronica in, and that's about it.
You're welcome, Bobby. Many blessings.
All right. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Time to spare. Let share this whole new world.